Yes, hi, I'm Richard Doyle. I'm the head deputy of the Long Beach branch here, and I do speak on behalf of Steve Cooley, our DA. Thank you for inviting me, Honorable Mayor and council members. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. What the chief said was exactly correct. We do require a financial investigation in addition to the sales, so our cases are more difficult of an investigation than a straight, say, sale of methamphetamine. The ordinance does make it more difficult for us to prosecute. It's yet another thing that during our prosecution the defense can raise, can try to throw on the wall and see if it sticks. On our recent conviction of Grumbine and Byron, that case was difficult enough for us to prove. It was an extremely difficult prosecution for many reasons, but they weren't at least able to use the fact that there were some sanctioned ones as yet another defense for them to raise. Well, we'll be facing that in the future prosecutions, I'm sure. So although the ordinance, we will still file cases whether you have an ordinance or not, whether you have a ban or not, but it will make it more difficult. And as the chief did mention, we do have this additional burden of a financial investigation, which is a huge burden on the PD to have to do that. I don't think were they to do a financial investigation on every one of your dispensaries, you'd have half the police force working for the next 5 years just doing that. So it's going to be a difficult road for us to do one way or the other, but it makes it easier if there's a ban on us.
If, can I ask then, what I'm understanding is that if, as long as we have an exception to a complete ban, and that is to have the operation, I believe, of 18, that on those, if you take any action, you would have to get the financial information, is that correct? And if we had a complete ban, does that relieve the obligation to do a complete financial check?
We would still have to have a financial investigation. We're looking at ways to try to make it easier for the police department and less costly for them to do, and less time as well. There is an additional legal problem, though, when you have some that are allowed and others that are not. And the city of LA ran into this, where people that were not allowed to sell, weren't permitted, brought suit and asked for an injunction, which was preliminarily granted. So the entire ordinance was potentially tossed out. You will also potentially face that. You haven't yet, but it could be that in allowing 18 to remain, you may lose the ability to have any control at all. That's more or less what happened in the city of LA.
Could I elaborate just briefly on that point?
Yeah.
The reason that I read from the temporary exemption portion of the ordinance was to give you the basis that you used for exempting the 18. The basis for exempting the 18 was not that they were good guys and everybody else was a rogue, or that they operated properly and nobody else did. The basis was a very simple and equitable one. That is, to give them the opportunity to recover the costs that they assumed in good faith when we had the lottery in question. If you continue the exemption, you will no longer have that basis. And as the DA indicated, we will be in a very difficult situation to justify why we're singling these 18 out and not the others.